We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
So we'll stick with the scoring system here or the grading system here. If you were to give a report card grade to Josh Allen, what would your report card grade be as we had, you know, to week four here, specifically talking about the game against the Dolphins?
Okay, this might sound crazy to some people, but I think he's raised his bar so high, I might only give him a B plus in this game.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's totally fair. I was gonna say a B. I think that's fair.
I think he missed a couple of throws. Even the one that was a little behind Stephon Diggs on the first pass of the game, that, you know, Diggs, it was the controversy if he fumbled or not. There was the play to Isaiah McKenzie we saw. There was another one, the short one he missed, and I can't remember which one that was, but he missed a couple. But you know what? My gosh. I mean, he also, Matt, he makes a few throws. One to Reggie Gilliam he made. I'm like, how did he do that? Like, what? How do you make that throw? Like, what? No human should be able to. So I would say that if this was a average, normal quarterback, he'd be getting A's all over the place from me. But it's Josh Allen, and Josh Allen, to me, gets a B-plus for this performance because as great as it was, he's usually – even better than this in those, in a few of those situations. He threw the ball, by the way, set a record, 62 attempts. His previous high, 54. He shattered his previous high.
And you know what? He gives them the best chance to win.
Yeah.
And I know they didn't win, but you want the ball in your best player's hands. And that's Josh Allen. That's Stephon Diggs. Like, they did not have the elite level game that they are capable of having, but they had, well, at least specifically Josh, a good game and a couple mistakes here and there, and you fall short, especially against a team that's pretty good. Like, Xavien Howard is an outstanding player. Holland looks like he is going to be one of the best safeties in the league. They've got some nice playmakers on their defensive line. The Dolphins are, you know, a little bit of a bend but don't break defense. And we saw that today. Like, the Bills put up a bunch of yards, dominated time of possession, but they got down to the red zone and they couldn't score. I think if you told me that Josh Allen would have 447 yards of total offense and only have 17 points from the offense, I would say you're crazy. So I think if you keep up that pace, you're going to have a lot more points on the board. And that means you're going to have a lot of chances to win games. You always will with Josh Allen. He's just such a competitor. He's so fired. And one of those things, everybody on Monday is going to be talking about the video of Dorsey throwing everything in the coach's room and all that stuff. But like, Josh just takes these so personal. And I know some people that might rub the wrong way, but like, I think that shows just how much of a competitor this dude is. He wants it so bad. We're talking about a week 3 game against the Dolphins. You know, in the grand scheme of things, obviously it means so much, but if they go do what they're supposed to do, nobody's going to look back and be like, oh my God, can you believe that they lost to the Dolphins week 3? It's like the Jags game last year, but this one's obviously, you know, far less embarrassing and far less concerning. But they lose to the Jags and everybody's like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. But then they do what they do in the playoffs. Nobody's thinking about like, how did they lose to the Jets? Like what? It's just, yeah, he's a freak of nature. 447 yards. And we gave him a B and a B plus.
I'll tell you who I give A's to: the rookie corners. I just think that overall, here's 3 of them. It's not just 2 anymore. Christian Benford, Kyrie Elam, and Jamarcus Ingram. I mean, Matt, they did a nice job. The Dolphins threw for just 171. That included a 45 yarder to Waddle. So we're talking about 125, 130. And they also held, by the way, Tyreek Hill to 2 catches for 33 yards. I think it just shows the show what we've talked about. I know I've said on the radio a lot, the system works. They're very good at coaching it. And they've done a great job of finding some players who can fit into it, and give credit to those guys as well. You hope Christian Benford's okay. He did come back. He didn't play much on defense. He did play special teams when he came back. But how about a guy like Jamarcus Ingram getting in the game and having to be in that situation? I think those corners did a really nice job considering the circumstance they were in.
I agree. I don't know if I would go with an A, but okay, very highly graded, maybe like a B plus or something. And I just want to see back some of the plays where they got beat. Oh, I don't even want to say over the top. I know there was the big one to Jaylen Waddle, but the drive before that, I believe it might've been 2 before that, the Dolphins just went down the field at will. And it was funny. I mean, it's not funny, but they moved the ball so fast down the field. It was after that Bills super long drive that it was like, oh, I bet the Bills offense wishes that really, really bad that they just had a little bit more of a breather.
20 plays, 9 minutes. Oh my God.
I think they both did a commendable job, and it's interesting because, excuse me, obviously they're doing this without Dane Jackson. We don't know what his status is moving forward. We don't know when he's going to come back. Obviously, considering the circumstances, the fact that he's even been able to go and join his teammates at practice has been a really, really welcome sight. But if Dane Jackson is able to play again, you're going to probably have him on the field. And then, oh, by the way, you should be getting Tre'Davious White back sometime. And, you know, we don't know when, but at some point this season. So you imagine the depth that they all of a sudden would have at corner if the 3 guys that played today weren't even on the field because they would be backups. Like, that's a very real possibility.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, before we head on out of here, what about Von Miller? Non-factor on Sunday. I don't know. Any thoughts, any concerns there? Obviously, he's Von Miller, but just the fact that he was actually held off the stat sheet completely except for 1 pass breakup where he got his hand on a ball. No tackles, no sacks.
Not majorly concerned, because I feel like even elite edge rushers, this happens every once in a while. And it's one of those things where maybe he's getting so much attention that other people are being able to get to the quarterback or create havoc or whatever. But none of them really did today. Like, there was a couple splash plays here or there, but I never felt watching this game that the Bills were getting a lot of pressure. I also think Tua was doing a pretty good job of getting the ball out of his hands fast, so the Bills didn't really have an opportunity to. But on the plays when you wish they would have been able to, the 3rd and 22, they only rushed 3 and nobody was even close to Tua. The guy could have probably, you know, sat there and read a book for a couple minutes before anybody got there. So yeah, I don't know. Not overly concerned with it just because he has been so dominant in the first 2 weeks. And I kind of expect more of that down the road too.
All right. Well, the other thing is I want to go, do you have anything specifically on this game? Because I just want to look at big picture in the league on Sunday real quick.
Well, my specific thing is just that I am not concerned about the Bills. Right.
Yeah. Me neither.
I just really, my wife is, you know, a big Bills fan. She's from Western New York. And I talked to her after the game and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so upset that they lost. I can't believe it. I'm really, really concerned. And I'm like,
glad you got to talk to her. I couldn't talk to Max. And apparently he cried himself to sleep. So
poor Max. Well, I know a lot, and a lot of people obviously take this so seriously, but I just think that they're really, really good. I think that they were never going to go 17-0.
Right.
They might even lose to the Ravens this week. Who knows? Like, the Ravens are a really good team. But I still think that they absolutely have the potential to win it all. And nothing that they did on Sunday makes me feel less about or feel, you know, different about that.
Well, that's good you said that, because my next question was simply, do you still think they're the best team in the AFC and maybe even the NFL? And I'll just answer first. I say yes, I do think they are. Now, that comes with the caveat of we're talking about a healthy Buffalo Bills team. If you're depleted like this, of course not. But if you assume everybody's kind of healthy, at least relatively healthy, other than, you know, Micah Hyde's out, maybe even without Tre'Davious White, but getting him back, I still think the Bills are the best team. The Dolphins are, of course, a team that's right there right now at 3-0. We'll see where they go. But I'll let you answer that. But in the context of that, Matt, maybe the AFC just isn't as loaded as we all thought it was going to be this year.
Or it's so loaded that teams are beating up on each other, and that's, you know, making it a little bit more kind of compressed in the middle. Because right now, or I think the Dolphins are the only undefeated team in the AFC, I believe.
Yes.
Now that the Chiefs lost and everything. So I still think the Bills are the best team in the AFC. The three teams that I would say are at the top right now are probably the Chiefs. Well, the Bills, the Chiefs. This is tough.
You're up with the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it's Miami.
They replaced the Chargers for me, but I would say I'd give it to Miami a little over Baltimore because they did beat them head to head in Baltimore. But I do think the Ravens belong kind of up there. But honestly, Matt,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ravens gave up 500 yards of offense to a Mac Jones-led New England Patriots team today.
On Sunday. Look what they did to Tua last week.
Right. Look, or what Tua did to them at least, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that's a team. I don't think their defense is very good. I think every team in the AFC has holes, has warts, including obviously the Bills, which is you get down to their third and fourth string guys, you're going to have a chance, right? But in all seriousness, like, that's why I don't know if the AFC is as loaded as we all thought. I mean, look at the Raiders at 0-3. The Titans aren't very good. We know that. They played each other. The Chiefs lose in Indy to a team that hadn't even won a game yet this year. Patrick Mahomes, nobody in that team had like more than 80 yards receiving. That's a Patrick Mahomes-led receiving core, right? Team. So I think this is really interesting. And then even the upcoming schedule for the Bills, Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs and Packers aren't insurmountable. I mean, the Packers, they're not playing great offense right now either. So I just think it's really interesting to see how this all sets up going forward.
I agree. I thought one of those teams we didn't know what to expect was the Broncos. They're in a 7-5 barn burner right now.
As we talk,
we're in the at the end of the third quarter here. So I think the AFC is kind of up for grabs. I think the Bills are in a really good position. I think the chaos that we saw around the league. Also, are the Jags going to win the AFC South? Because I think they are.
Is this amazing? So I got to tell you, a few weeks ago, before the season, we did our predictions on the Extra Point Show on WGR. My co-host, Joby DiBiase, said my hot take is the Jags are going to win the South. That's what he said.
Good for him. That's a heck of a call.
So that looks pretty good. I actually debated putting the Eagles in the Super Bowl in my yearly predictions because I didn't like anybody else in the NFC, and I thought that they had a better path because of their division and maybe get home field, and I thought, you know, they have enough playmakers on their team. I didn't go with it because I just didn't think they would be good enough, but man, they look really good right now too.
Yes, they do, and I'm sorry I'm yawning as I'm talking to you.
Well, that's all right. That means it's time to go, right? I'm going to let you get going. You got to fly back. Safe travels. We'll talk to everybody later in the week. Matt, but tell everybody where they can find all of your post-game coverage on Channel 7 and wherever.
Yes, WKBW.com. We've got our show, our weekly show, The Point After. That's every Monday at 7 o'clock. It's myself, it's Joe B. from The Athletic, and it's John Murphy, the voice of the Bills. So we'll be talking plenty about the game, and I know people are going to be really, really fired up on Monday, but it's okay. I promise this team is still very good. No need to panic.
And we'll keep you updated all week long on Bills injuries, of course. You can follow Matt at Matt_Bove. You can follow me at Sal Sports on Twitter. We'll have you covered as far as practice is concerned, injuries are concerned. And we'll come back at you later in the week with another podcast, getting ready for the Bills at the Baltimore Ravens. All right, Matt, get some sleep. Safe flight to Buffalo. I'll talk to you on the next podcast, and I'm sure I'm going to see you before then. Everybody else, thank you for downloading, subscribing. If you haven't done that, please do so. Throw us a nice rating, a nice review. We'd really appreciate that, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.